And we're back. Smart Spot Monkeys and Super Kicks. I'm still Sean Puff. That's still Mike K. We're still here doing our thing. This is the Takeover Pit Stop. We're going to break over Takeover in your house. We haven't had Takeovers in a while. Finally, Takeover back. It's weird that it's on a Sunday and not a Saturday. No?
Yeah, it is kind of weird it's on a Sunday. And it's kind of random because it's by itself. It's very rare that even Takeovers are by themselves.
Yeah.
Just like wrapped around a WWE event of some sort. So.
Well, they were saying that they were going to start leaning towards that and doing that. I want to say Takeover 25.
Fine.
Takeover 25, the one that we went to, I'm pretty sure there wasn't anything right after it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that was a Saturday, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive that was a random, because that was the main one for them. I think The big ones they tend to do by themselves, like 25. In Your House is a big one for them. It's a new one for them, you know? So I think those type of ones they tend to do.
I know they just said that they're going to try to start doing that more. I think they're only going to run Takeovers moving forward with the big four. Other than the big four, all the Takeovers will be on their own. So you'll get one of the WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, Survivor Series.
Right, which is good. That's fine.
Yeah. But let's run this card down. We got six matches on the card. I don't expect anything to be added on the pre-show at all.
No.
I think six matches is plenty for Takeover. Yeah. Usually we get five, so it's cool that we get an extra one.
Yeah, they've been pushing it a little bit longer to 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
I think eventually they're going to want to go to 3 hours, a full pay-per-view. So they've been kind of – the last few Takeovers, I think, have been 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
They've been over 2 hours. They're 2.5, which is perfect. Six matches, perfect amount. I really wouldn't change it.
No, me neither.
Maybe if you get lucky, go to 7, maybe, but I think – depends on what's going on. I think 6 is pretty much, like, perfect.
And you could have done a couple other matches on here. You could have put titles on this. You could have put Imperium versus Breezango, although I don't think that's a pay-per-view caliber match. You could have put – I don't know. They could have came up with a couple other things.
Yeah.
I guess – so did Matt Riddle show up on SmackDown last night?
No, I didn't see him on the show.
He's officially up on SmackDown now.
Yeah, I think he's supposed to make you, which is interesting. Well, they're not, SmackDowns and Raws aren't live.
That's right. That's right. They're recorded from before,
They've been recorded. So I think maybe next week Riddle show. It's either next week or the week after, because they're not live yet.
Yeah.
They're not live again. They're still taped. They taped like 2 weeks worth, or like 2 or 3 weeks worth of shows they taped.
Yep.
So I think when they go back to being live again, I think that's when they'll
get everything.
Because Kurt Angle made the announcement last week that Matt Riddle was coming to SmackDown.
Yeah.
But didn't specify when.
See, I missed that too. I missed Kurt Angle making that announcement. I think I just missed SmackDown last week.
It was right before the cage match that he had.
Refereed.
Riddle and Thatcher's cage match that he refereed. He was on SmackDown announcing that he was going to be the ref for the cage match, and then that Matt Riddle was going to be coming to SmackDown, soon. But that was when was that cage match? Like a week and a half ago?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
This past Wednesday before, right? So it was 2 Wednesdays ago.
Yep.
So, it would take probably next week he'll be there. Makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you know that they approached Kurt Angle to be his manager?
Yeah, which would have been. I don't think Matt Riddle needs a manager.
Me neither. Kurt Angle turned it down, and I think it's. I don't. He doesn't need a manager.
Matt Riddle doesn't need a manager.
Yeah, he has that charisma.
Right. Yeah, Matt Riddle's fine on his own. Like he's obviously good on the mic, so he doesn't need a mouthpiece. Angle's not really a great. I mean, I guess they want to go where they want to go the same way with like Arne Anderson and Cody, or like Jake the Snake and what AEW is doing with all these old time guys with wrestlers. They have like four of them now. Between
that's kind of if you really look at the history of managers, most of them were former wrestlers.
Right, but I mean, my point is that they're not you know what I mean, that there's no need for them right now. Like you don't need to have Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard and freaking Jake the Snake and Taz now all on AEW.
I'll tell you this. I don't mind Taz. I don't mind Jake or Tully. I don't think Arn is needed in that spot unless they're going to run with what there's a rumor and innuendo is that it's going to be Cody, FTR, and a fourth unnamed person that's going to make a new horseman.
Yeah.
So if Arn's the manager of the new horseman, then I get that. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. That's dumb. We don't need to do that. Stop rehashing old fucking 80s and 90s storylines, AEW.
It's the horseman, man. You could always bring back the horseman. Bring back a new version of the horseman. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
They do that all the time. Whenever Direct Flair or Arn Anderson around, it's the first thing anyone says.
Okay.
Bring back the horseman. New version of the horseman.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
We don't need – you got enough factions and freaking – AEW, you don't need more.
Ah, it's all good. I'm with it. I like it.
The Elite in the Dark Order and freaking now you got in the
Inner Circle.
Yeah, Inner Circle, and you have freaking at one point they had, you know, they were gonna put they put Pac and the Lucha Bros together and
then, yeah, they're just not around right now because of COVID, but they'll be back together, the Triangle of Death or whatever.
What are they called? Yeah,
Death Triangle.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, this is, you know, you're gonna get SCU and you got Best Friends and you got all these like groups of three, faction wise, all over the place.
So why not a group of four?
You already got like you have like two groups of five and a group of four, and does that mean Cody's no longer gonna be part of the Elite? So now he's not Elite anymore. You know, because is he gonna be on both?
I feel like he's not really part of the Elite. He's just cool with them.
I don't know. I don't really think we need to have a horseman group too.
Yeah, well, I'd be for it.
Because not only that, FTR is going to be feuding with the Bucks. Does that mean Cody's feuding with the Elite?
Are they going to feud with the Bucks though? It looks like their first feud is going to be against.
The Butcher and the Blade.
Yeah. Who, by the way, they should never be in all white gear ever. They looked horrible in all white.
Which one? The Butcher.
Butcher and the Blade.
Oh yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah, when they came down, did you see that one where they came down the stairs and stuff? Looks like they're in freaking underwear.
Yeah.
Like tidy whities coming down the stairs like they just came out of the bedroom.
Yeah.
Like, dude, what are you guys doing? I agree.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I totally agree.
Well, anyway, let's get into this takeover show. We could sit here and tear apart AEW for hours. But let's get a takeover. So there's going to be a 6-woman tag team match on this card. Kind of a good way to use these women to get everybody like involved and not waste storylines they have going. So we're going to get Mia Yim.
There's 9 women on this show.
I know. Mia Yim, Shotzi Blackheart, and Tegan Knox are going to team up to take on Candice LeRae, Dakota Kai, and Raquel Gonzalez. Of course, Tegan Knox and Shotzi have been kind of having that feud with Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez. That goes all the way back to Elimination Chamber. Or no, it was War Games, back to War Games. And then Candice LeRae and Mia Yim, of course, with their little feud. Mia Him, I like to call her.
Yeah, Him.
She looks like a man.
Sort of. But not as much as a, like, she doesn't look as much of a man as Nyla Rose looks like.
Well, that's because Nyla Rose is a man.
Yeah. So.
there's that. But this is an interesting one. Even when you look at Vegas odds on this one, it's wicked close. It's like 3-2.
Yeah.
I think I have to pick the faces in this one. I think Mia Yim, Shotzi Blackheart, and Tegan Knox are going to get the win because either Candice LeRae walks out on Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez or vice versa.
Okay, I could see that. But I could also see they've been kind of slowly building up Raquel Gonzalez as kind of a, you know, big time heel.
Yeah.
I can see her being used to kind of be put over as like a big threat. So I don't know. I'm kind of torn about this one. I'm not really sure how I would go on this one.
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, I feel like if the faces lose, Shotzi Blackheart's eating the pin.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's going to be, I'm going to take the heels. I think the idea is to make Raquel Gonzalez kind of build her up a little bit.
Okay.
Because I think Because I think the other one, Dylan's on the face. Like, I guess the faces. Who gains anything from being like from getting the win in the faces, right? Mia Yim's pretty established. She doesn't really need to win the match. Shotzi Blackheart's, you know, she's still kind of new. Tegan Knox is still kind of just feuding with Dakota Kai.
Mm-hmm.
Candice LeRae, they're kind of building her up a little bit too as being a big time heel too.
Yep.
With Johnny Gargano. So I got a feeling the heels win this one.
And Shotzi gets pinned.
Yeah, I think Shotzi does get pinned.
Yeah. I might have to go with you on that one. I'm going to go with you there. We'll agree on that one. Next up, we've got Keith Lee taking on Johnny Gargano for the North American Championship. This is one that I think a lot of people are kind of torn over on what's going to happen. Let me tell you what I think. I like Keith Lee. Keith Lee, I think, is the man, but I think Keith Lee is about to move on and move up to the NXT Championship.
I agree. So
Johnny Gargano is going to take the title. It'll be some shenanigans. He's not going to beat him clean.
Right.
Some shit's going to go down, and it's going to be a fuck finish. And Johnny Gargano will walk out the North American champion.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I'm on the same page. I think Keith Lee's moving on to the world title picture. So, yeah, unfortunately, I like Keith Lee too. But, yeah, it feels like it's one of those things where Gargano's going to take the belt.
Yeah, I agree.
Keith Lee somewhere else.
Then from there, we've got Finn Balor taking on Damian Priest. This is another one that's a little weird because kind of like you got to wonder if they're going to extend this feud and make it go further.
Yeah, and also like Finn Balor kind of lost his momentum.
Uh-huh.
In NXT, he was like rolling in the beginning and then he got up to a certain point, and then all of a sudden, they, like, moved him in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he, you know, the idea was to put him, like, I thought he would be part of the, do you think he'd be back into the main event picture? But he got all the way up to Gargano and then rolled through those guys and then just stopped. And now he's been in this feud with Damian Priest. I feel like Priest should get the win because it kind of gives him a little bit of kind of gets puts him over a little bit.
Yeah.
Gives him a little bit of push. Especially since, but Finn Balor, you know, I don't know where he pushes him to, but I agree that this feud's probably going to continue. Because, like, I think if Finn Balor wins, I think, all right, now where does he go from here?
Yeah.
Go after Gargano again for the North American title? I could see that.
Think Finn is going to end up doing something with the guys in UK.
Yeah, I can
he's
see that
go
too.
For Walter. I wouldn't be surprised if Walter shows up and costs him the match, or Imperium gets involved and costs him the match because they haven't had the payoff in that because of COVID.
Right.
It kind of made them have to go another way with it. So I think Damian Priest is going to win this match, but because of some type of.
Yeah. I think Damian Priest needs to win the match.
I agree.
He gains more by winning the match. I think if Finn Balor wins, I think you kind of just be like, I think you just push Damian Priest back down again.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes back to being like, you know, low mid card where it's like, all right, now what does he do? So I could see Damian Priest getting the win. It was a big victory over Finn Balor.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you there on that one. Then we've got Tommaso Ciampa taking on Karrion Kross.
Yeah.
Does anybody think that there's any chance that Kross loses this match?
I don't know. Kross should win it. There's no reason.
I feel like he's getting a rocket strapped to his back.
Yeah, I think it'll be a big spot for him to put over. Like, it'll be big for Ciampa to put him over. To get him, you know, especially his first match. I mean, you know, I mean, it's very rare when guys debut, they lose their first match. Usually they come in and they beat, you know, to kind of put themselves on the map, they kind of beat, the, you know, they beat a big time name, or not a big time name, but like they beat a big name and then they're kind of put on the map. So I can see, I don't see why Kross wouldn't win.
Yeah, Kross is going to win this one. I think it's the easy call right there, Karrion Kross with the victory.
Right.
Then we've got our two title matches, our two main title matches. We've got the women's title, Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley versus Io Shirai.
Yeah.
When I at first thought, and it's still my thought, this match is a triple threat match so that Charlotte doesn't have to get pinned.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I don't, like, I think they put the belt back on Rhea.
I agree with you.
So I could see Rhea pinning.
Rumor and innuendo is Io Shirai is on the call-up list and will be debuting on the main roster very soon on either Raw or SmackDown. So it tells me that they're not going to put that NXT title on her.
No.
And so also it allows you to have Rhea get the win without pinning Charlotte and gives credence to that feud continuing further down the road.
Right. I agree.
Beat Charlotte and da 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 da. You know what I mean?
Never pinned me, blah blah blah, yada yada yada. But, you know.
And they'll take it to the next takeover at SummerSlam.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that.
So that's why I call them.
They call it, they put the belt on Rhea. They should.
Yeah, I think so. But so.
Freaking Charlotte, I don't care.
You know, Vince thinks we all love Charlotte.
Nobody likes Charlotte at all.
He's so out of touch. It's ridiculous.
She's so annoying.
And they're saying that that's going to be the main event match, too.
Really? Well, I guess that's true. Yeah. I can see that being a main event match.
It shouldn't be.
Well, if it's going to be the main event match, then Charlotte's definitely not winning.
I agree. Yeah, Ripley's winning that one. I think this should be the main event match, but it's going to be a cinematic crap fest. The last chance backlot brawl for the NXT Championship. Adam Cole versus Velveteen Dream.
Right.
The stipulation is if Dream loses, he can no longer challenge for the NXT Championship while Cole is still champion.
Which means he's going to lose. And then Cole will then eventually lose to Keith Lee. And then Dream will be able to challenge Keith Lee for the belt.
Well, that could work.
That's how I look at it. The only thing I can see
is Velveteen Dream is going. He's also on the rumor and innuendo list of people who are getting called up.
Yeah. So the only thing I could
see saying he might show up on Raw on Monday after he loses.
Yeah. The only thing I could see different would be, and only because is that they take the belt off of Adam Cole because of this COVID stuff. He hasn't been around, so he hasn't been able to be on any shows. Velveteen's still been on NXT, where Cole's just been doing promo stuff. Mm-hmm. With the rest of the Undisputed Era hasn't been on NXT since COVID started.
Nope.
They haven't been on the show. They've done promos where they did the Skype or Zoom conversations during, they did that stuff. But so I could see them giving the belt to Dream because Cole's not been around, but that whole stipulation kind of throws it off. It's like, well, then you're not really going to make that stipulation. So then obviously, I mean, because it makes you predictable both ways, you know what I mean? Where it's like, if you say, well, you can't win the belt unless – you can't challenge for the belt again if Cole's still champion. I was like, oh, well, then that prediction Dream should probably win then. But it also says, well, then Dream will probably lose, and then eventually Cole will just lose. I think the goal is to take the belt off of Cole, but I don't think it's to put it onto Dream.
Yeah, I'd like to see Dream get that NXT championship. Some people are saying, oh, well, he'll just go back to – he'll fight Gargano for the North American title, but I feel like he's been there already, so he doesn't need to go back to that.
Yeah, he's been there and done that already.
Yeah, he doesn't need to go backwards to that. Although some people do go backwards, but I don't see that happening. I think he's going to go to the main roster if he doesn't win this match. And I don't think he's going to win it. I think Adam Cole is – we're going to see, like, maybe Dexter Lumis get involved. And somebody's going to get involved and cost Dream the match. And I wouldn't be surprised if after that happens, we see him at Raw the following Monday.
That would be kind of cool.
It's going to be a good show, I think. I'm looking forward to it, although I'm not into this whole cinematic crap. So, this could be good.
Who knows, right?
Like, this could be, this could be Firefly Funhouse. This could be,
I think it's more gonna
graveyard
be
like, match, or it could be, it could be Money in the Bank.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be more like the Boneyard match in the sense that it's just gonna be a fight.
Yeah.
Rather than, I don't think it's gonna be anything weird like the Firefly.
Yeah, all right, but Funhouse. It could be like. It could be like the Boneyard match, or it could be like Edge versus Randy Orton.
Yeah, like one of those. Just as long.
It was just long and bad.
Although I wouldn't mind watching Adcole and Dream go for a little while. I could probably be fine with that, other than seeing Randy Orton and Edge try to fight for hours and be like, dude, can you just get this over with already?
Why are we having Randy Orton and Edge at Backlash in what they're calling the greatest match ever?
I don't know, man. It's not even worth the greatest. They're not even like, they've definitely, like, they've been out of court because, like, who believes this is actually going to be a good match now? Like, you've set the expectations to the point where you think that this is going to be the greatest match. Like, dude, so if it's not, you're going to get so much shit. It's not the greatest match ever.
I feel like no one's expecting it to be the greatest match ever, though. Right. I feel like it's just
why are you promoting it that way? No one thinks it's gonna be, and it's not gonna be.
Someone posted this, and I think it made so much sense when I read it. They're doing it so that forever, if you Google or hashtag greatest match ever, a WWF match is gonna show up.
I guess
that's what it is. Greatest match ever. It's not gonna give you an NJPW show.
I mean, that's not really how Google works, though. I mean, once you type that in, all you have to do is go into another, like, page and just vote on it to be more important, and it just kind of moves up the ranks and goes back up to the top. So it wouldn't be the first, like, it wouldn't be the first thing that they freaking, that comes up when you type in the greatest match ever.
Fair enough. You
know what I mean? So, I guess, but, you know, it's just, it's dumb.
Probably. You're probably right.
Yeah.
It's dumb. I hate Edge. Dumb. I hate everything about him. So, it is what it is.
Right now, if you type in greatest match ever,
yep.
The first thing that pops up is a thing about Shawn Michaels.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would have thought it was something from New Japan.
No. If you just type in greatest match ever, the first thing that comes up is the first, like, link is to essentiallysports.com, and it's an interview with Shawn Michaels. And then you get WWE's top 25 matches of all time, and then you get 50 greatest wrestling matches of all time, and then you get tennis.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's dumb. We don't need the greatest match ever of a match we already saw that no one liked. So now, what is going to make this our greatest wrestling match?
It's going to make me fall asleep. I'm going to fall asleep during Backlash.
But it's like, it's not like these guys, I mean, they're good, but they're not like, I don't watch Randy Orton matches or Edge matches because I think they're great wrestlers. I watch Randy Orton matches because I want to see how he's going to hit somebody with an RKO. That's all you're kind of waiting for. You're just like, how's he going to hit an RKO on this one? And he does one. And then every once in a while, he throws one in that you never saw before. And you're like, holy shit. Oh, he pulled that one off.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one at WrestleMania years ago when he threw Seth Rollins off the back of his neck. And the other were like, holy shit, that was a hell of an RKO.
Yep.
Or when he got to jump off the top rope and he nails him with it. Like, that's the only reason why I watch Randy Orton matches. And Edge is like 50 years old now and shouldn't be considered one of the greatest wrestlers. Like, AJ Styles should be.
I don't think he was one of the greatest wrestlers even when he was in his prime, personally. Exactly. I've never been a huge Edge fan. So I'm like, greatest match ever? Who said this?
Why? Because it's not even – they're not even in the top – like, they're probably like top – if you think of just WWE wrestlers, Edge and Orton are probably top, like, maybe top 15 all time, right?
Yeah.
unless they're not.
I don't even think Edge is that high. I don't think Edge is that, like, no. Edge is overrated, in my opinion.
Maybe top 10.
I don't. Orton, I wouldn't put Edge in top my top 20.
Right. I'd probably put, like, Orton might be 10 or maybe 11, maybe just out of the top 10. But, like, so they're, my point is that they're not even considered one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. So why are we having a match called the greatest wrestling match ever with two guys who are not great wrestlers?
It's dumb, and I'm just so sick of hearing Michael Cole say it. You want to have a drinking game?
Yeah.
Next time you watch Raw, see how many times Michael Cole says greatest match ever.
Yeah,
you'll be wasted by the is it SmackDown? You'll be wasted by the first hour.
Yeah, Cole's on SmackDown, but yeah, the greatest wrestling match thing is on Raw.
On Raw, so it's not Cole saying it.
No, I think it's Todd Phillips.
Oh.
But you're right though. It's just ridiculous. They just beat it to death. They do that with all their little promo things.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Greatest. What was it? They used to, like. Oh, what was it? Money in the Bank. What was the show? Was too big. Oh, WrestleMania too big for one night. You know. Like,
yeah, it's. I don't know. It's dumb. Match ever is dumb. It won't be the greatest match ever. We'll break that down next week, because next week will be our backlash pit stop show. So that'll be fun. Enjoy tearing apart Randy Orton and Edge, because I can't stand Edge at all.
It'd be the greatest wrestling match ever.
It's so bad. It's really so bad.
Ever. Yeah, you're stealing your shit from fucking movies.
I got a meme for greatest wrestling match ever, and instead of Edge and Randy Orton, it's got Jim Cornette and Russo.
There you go.
Which I would pay to see before I paid to see Orton and Edge.
I would create a match where I would do a meme where you had your socks, one sock and another sock, and that's the greatest match ever, because you could never find a match to your socks. Whenever you're doing laundry, you always come up with, like, socks are different sizes.
Yep.
I mean, who honestly has socks that are all completely matching?
All? They're, nobody has all.
Right. Nobody has all their socks matching. You know, everyone has that one set of socks.
To have a draw of like, single socks that I don't know where the rest of the one
went. Exactly, because you just pick two socks out because they're socks, and you just put them on. As long as they're sort of close to height-wise, you're good. You know, other than that, you're not – I mean, so – the greatest match ever is when you're able to match two socks together that are supposed to be together.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have Nike socks or Reebok socks. You're like, crap. I can't find my other sock.
Yep. No, that makes sense.
The greatest match ever would be that one sock left over after you do the laundry because you can't find the other one. Somehow you lost the sock by doing a laundry.
Well, that's TakeOver. TakeOver is going to be good. I'm looking forward to it Sunday night. What's it start at 7?
Yeah, 7. New 7.
Pre-show at 7 or regular show at 7, pre-show at 6?
I think good question. I think it might be pre-show at 6 and regular show at 7.
Let's see if I can look it up here and find that.
TakeOver in your house. Beware of doggies. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock?
I would assume that would be pre-shows at 6. Main cards at 7. Because usually goes 2.5 hours. So these are done by like 30.
And they've been kind of doing WWE events earlier now during all this stuff.
It's also going to be back at Full Sail, which is nice.
Oh, that's cool. That'll be fun.
Instead of being at the Performance Center, they just make it look like another show. The same shit. It's just the same building, just different colors.
Yeah. See if I can find here. I'm actually looking up exactly on the network right now. I opened the network up here to see if it'll tell me the schedule.
Take over in your house. Beware of dogs. That was called.
Today on WWE Network. It was tomorrow on WWE Network. 6:30 the kickoff show happens.
Yeah, 6:30 pre-show and then 7 o'clock main show.
Yep.
They may have a pre-show match.
They're not gonna have a pre-show match, especially not on a half an hour pre-show.
Yeah.
I won't even watch the pre-show.
Right. I did also see other rumors that Dominik Dijakovic is also going to up to the main roster.
I heard that as well. I expect him to be on Raw because they're talking about him competing for the U.S. title. So,
yeah,
I expect him to see him over on Raw. There's a couple other people that have been rumored to be getting called up too. That should be happening. All should be happening soon.
Did you see the ugly Intercontinental title belt?
No.
Yeah, so they revealed a new Intercontinental title belt.
Didn't they just have a new Intercontinental title belt?
The one they have looks terrible. Unless it's the same one.
It's not the one that they. Let's see if I can find that.
They did it on SmackDown.
The new
IC belt, or at least the IC belt was out there. I don't know what it actually looks like.
We'll find out right now.
Yeah, this is it. I don't know if this is the new one or not. I have a picture of it right here. I don't know if this is the new one. Can you see that?
Hold on. Oh, you have it on your phone?
Yeah.
No, I think that's the same one.
Is it the same? Whoops. Did I show you pictures of freaking?
Yeah, that's the same one that it's been.
The same one? All right, maybe I just not noticed it before.
Yeah, that's the... It came out new when they gave it to Shinsuke.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yep. It is kind of ugly, though.
It is ugly. Look at that thing.
Not as ugly as the TNT title.
True. It looks like it has a coin on the front of it.
It does. It's weird.
Maybe someone just put a coin right over the top of it with engraved and Continental Champion on it.
Well, so I don't know what you're doing after Takeover.
What are we doing after?
You figure starts at 7, it'll be done by like 9:30.
No. I'm
going to do a review show.
All right.
So if you want to do a review show, let me know. We'll hop on Zoom when it ends and bang out a quick review of Takeover.
Sounds good.
Might be joined by a couple other people, I'm not sure yet. But I've had other people that have said that they'd like to do some review shows with us. So we'll check that out, guys. It won't be on, maybe I will put it on the regular podcast too. Just put it up as a bonus show on the regular podcast and then put the video up, kind of giving us both sides of it. So check it out. Look for that after Takeover is off the air. Give it probably about an hour. Because we're literally set up right after it goes off the air and record right away. So that I can get it up as soon as possible. And as soon as we're done, we'll get it posted for you. So that's going to kind of be what's coming up after that. Next week, of course, like I said, it'll be our Backlash pit stop show. So we'll break down Backlash for you. Anything before we get out of here? Before we put a bow on this thing? Anything you want to say?
No. Let's see what Takeover looks like tomorrow.
Yeah, the only other thing I want to say is hashtag fuck Sunny.
There you go.
That's kind of about it. So make sure you tune in. Remember, next week we'll have another Flashback Friday. We're going to be going back watching John Cena versus RVD at One Night Stand. That's going to be a great match. That's going to be the watch-along for Flashback Friday. So make sure you check that out on the YouTube channel. It won't be on the podcast network. It's only on YouTube. So make sure you go if you're listening
to this podcast.
Right? if you're listening to this on your regular podcast networks, go check us out, Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks on YouTube. If you're watching this on your YouTube channel, make sure you hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and you'll see it when it gets posted. The review show of Takeover. And other than that, I guess that's kind of it. It's been a fun show. I love pit stop shows and breaking down the card and getting into what's going to happen. Don't think there's going to be a preview posted on GodHatesGeeks.com, but I'll probably do a review of it for there. So you can check that out too.
Do we have a prediction battle for TakeOver?
Probably. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's for TakeOver, if it's going to be for Backlash. I don't remember.
We have a Council Super US Tag Team title defense.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about. Is that for TakeOver?
TakeOver, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I got to put my picks in for that then.
I didn't post it yet. I'll post it in a little bit.
Yeah.
So get that up and going. But other than that, I think we're just going to wrap this up and get out of here. So like I said, check out Flashback Friday next week. If you didn't watch this week's, go back and watch that. That was a great match. Hulk Hogan versus Sergeant Slaughter in the Desert Storm match. Go check that out. That was really fun to watch. Check out the TakeOver review show, which will drop after TakeOver, about an hour and a half after TakeOver comes off the air. Other than that, we'll catch you back here next week for our TakeOver pit stop, our Backlash pit stop show. Until then, I'm Sean Puff.
And I'm AK.
And this has been Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. And next time I'll be home, so I'll have my background. I won't be out in the mountains.
There you go.
Peace.
Peace.
Big ups, Boston. And by the way, one more thing I want to say before we get out of here. Everybody stay safe out there. If you guys are protesting, whatever, peaceful protest, be safe. Don't riot. Watch out for the people that are there to cause problems. Just everybody be safe, man. That's all I can say. We'll see you next week. One. Yo, 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 it's your boy Sean Puff. I'm here with Mike K. And this is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. What's the deal, Mike?
What's happening, man?
Not much. Different. I don't have my background with me today because I don't have a green screen where I'm at. I'm out in New Hampshire right now. We're on a little trip up here at Gunstock Inn and Resort. It's a good time up here out in the mountains. I got a great view outside. I was almost going to go outside and record outside. And I could, where I sat, you'd be able to see the mountain range behind me. Oh, that was great opening that up. Watch out, babe. I'll just show you this. Oh, you can't really see it.
You can see it. It's a decent view. It's nice.
Yeah. The lake and the mountains. So, out here enjoying lake life.
Yeah, there you go. Lake life.
Lake life, man. Drinking and not getting a DUI, you know. Right. I had a situation last night.
Good thing you're in New Hampshire.
Right? Seriously.
New Hampshire, they're like, just do what you got to do, man.
No, but you know what? Everyone said the opposite. Wow, you're lucky because usually in New Hampshire, you would have got arrested because they don't care. But I think with everything going on Black Lives Matter, they were just kind of I'm not going to arrest a black man tonight. Go home.
I think they care.
It's from the hotel. Just go.
Right. I think they care because I think, you know, it's New Hampshire. They want you to live free. They don't want you to freaking.
They don't want you to die, though. Live free or right. die. Just, yeah, like, don't do the dying part.
Right. I mean, if you were like severely drunk, maybe. But
I was trying to get I got a little coffee and I got these really cool things at the New Hampshire State Liquor Store. They're coffee creamers, right?
Yeah. Are they Bailey's Irish Cream?
It's rum chata.
Oh, there you go.
So I'm going to add another rum chata to my coffee.
Hey, yo.
Went to this nice little breakfast place today. It was cool. Tomorrow, they're going to have the Black Lives Matter protests in Laconia. So I might stick around for that. I might not. I was actually asked to help put together one in Bristol, Rhode Island by Ricochet, my former artist.
Huh.
So we'll see how that goes. I'll probably be involved with it somehow because, you know, people come to me to get stuff done. They know the deal.
Apparently.
But anyway, man, I just finished watching the Owen Hart Dark Side of the Ring. Oh, God. You know what? Here's what I'm going to say about it. I felt like they didn't give all the information that they should have. They didn't talk about everything they should have. They talked about like at the end of it, they're talking about how they were going to do an investigation and like it should have been a police investigation. And we wanted to get to the bottom of everything. And they didn't really get deep into it. I expected a little bit more of what came from everything, what they found out. You know what I mean?
Well, it was definitely, I thought it was definitely like there's a little bit of cover up involved with it, just with the whole, like the settlement that Vince gave to the family. Everything was going on for everything that went on with freaking with Brett, like a year later, it was kind of, you know, around the same time. It was one of those things where I think it was a little bit of cover up because Vince knew they screwed up in some way.
Well, they hired the cheap, they went the cheap route, which is, you right. don't do that. You don't go right. the cheap route.
They cut corners and it cost them. And I think rather than take the PR hit, having an accident happen, I think they just kind of, they did a little bit of cover up to it and just, you know, called it. I mean, I don't think it was, it was basically just faulty. It was a cheap company. It was a cheap company with cheap material. Yeah. It was faulty material. Shouldn't have been good. It wasn't safe enough to pull off that stunt. And I think that was the issue. Because, like, in the beginning, I think they had, like, professional stuntmen coming to, like, rehearse the whole thing. And they had everyone check it. Professional guys check it. But then when the time came to actually do the stunt, it was a different crew.
So yeah, which makes no sense to me. Like,
right. The original crew they hired wasn't the crew that did the whole thing. It was a different crew in the end. So it's like they used the main crew to get everyone to be happy, to feel safe about it, mm-hmm. and then cut corners at the end.
Yeah.
They're going to get away with it, and they didn't. And it cost them. And I think it was more like Vince just kind of being like, we got to kind of just sweep this under. So
I also don't know how I feel about the whole argument that the show shouldn't have went on. People that are like, they should have stopped the show. Like, how do you do
that? You're not going to do that. The show's going to go on. Yeah. I mean, that's with anything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a tragic event. Yeah. But there's so much, you're not going to just cancel the show because you're going to have more issues.
Yeah, exactly.
Because like,
what are you going to do there? You're going to kick everybody out of the arena at that moment.
Right.
It's really hard. Everyone's going to leave right now. Right. We're ending this show. And then what and do? People, now you're giving money right. back?
And also, what are you going to do? I mean, are you going to announce that Owen Hart's dead to 20,000 people in an arena?
In the arena. All
right, we're going to go. Owen Hart's dead.
Owen Hart just died. Got to go.
Holy shit, we just watched this person dead. Now you got all these people. Not only that, you're going to have cops involved. You're going to have, you know, investigators involved. All these people are going to have to be like, kind of be basically detained because they just watched an accident happen. So now you're all eyewitnesses. What did you see? So I think they just did. It was let the show go on, let the home audience know. I mean, it was 96. So it's not like we had social media.
99.
Stuff, but whatever it was, 99. So it's not like we had like major social media stuff going on and all this stuff where information. Passed on right away, you know. I mean, only the people that are watching the show even knew he had died. Like the general public didn't know. General public didn't know till after the show was over and the next day.
Exactly.
The only people that were watching the pay-per-view knew he had died, and you only knew he died because Jim Ross told you he died.
I don't even know the people in the arena were made aware of it.
I don't think they were. Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't think they were.
I don't think they were smart on what happened. They were just kind of like.
They saw it was an accident. He was taken in the back. They had no information at the time. And they probably would have asked. They would have asked people, said, oh, what's the latest on Owen Hart? We had no information at this time. You know, just go back to your seat. You know, enjoy the show. There's no information at the time. It was an accident. He's being taken look. He's being looked at right now.
Do you have?
I agree. I don't have a problem with them having the show continue.
Yeah. Jim, who was it?
Jim Ross?
Not Jim Ross. What's his name? Jim Cornette.
Oh, Jim Cornette.
Jim Cornette was very, very upset about, like, I don't understand why they let this go on, and da 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 da. And I just kind of feel like it happens.
Right. And I, like I said, I look at it like, let's say you decided to stop the show. You now have 20,000 people who don't know what happened because they haven't been made aware. You're not going to sit there and make an announcement that he died because you don't really fully know yet. You have an idea. You've been informed. You know, Jim Ross was informed, hey, we believe Owen Hart has passed away. But they didn't have an official, like, yes, Owen Hart is dead at the time.
No, I think, not right when it happened, but I think when Dunn got into his headphones, when he announced it, they knew for sure.
Right. But so, I mean, I don't think you're going to stop the show and say, granted, people probably would have understood, but you're not going to.
I mean, when you see that ring, though, when you look at the ring and what it looked like, I'm like, holy shit, there was like bloodstains on the ring.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't even realize that.
I remember when it happened.
I remember when it happened, too, but I don't remember bloodstains being on the ring and like you see.
Oh, I do. I remember the bloodstains and stuff like that. I remember all that stuff. But I just think, if I'm Jim Cornette, I just look at it like, all right, what would you like us to do? We stop the show. We're going to now inform 20,000 people that, or however many people it were, let's say they're 20,000. I don't really know, but 20,000 people that the show's over because a wrestler has passed away. You're going to get probably a good, like, 70% are going to be upset and, you know, understand, and they're going to move on. But you're going to have, like, 25, 30% of the people in that place are going to be angry. We're going to want their money back.
Everyone has to get their money back. You can't end the show after the third match, which doesn't even happen because he dies and not give everybody their money back. Everybody's like, I want my money back. And then all the people on pay-per-view, you have to give them their money back.
Right.
So now you're dealing with the arena. Now we're going to be like, no, we're not going to do that because the arena's going to lose money. The cable companies are going to lose money. There's just too many pieces involved to be able to cancel that easily.
And I agree. And that's exactly you're not going to do that. You're just going to cause more issues if we just stop the show because of something happened. If, you know, and like I said, especially since the only people that even knew anything were the people who were watching. If you were there or not even watching wrestling, you had no idea. You didn't know until the next day what happened. You know, or you would have found out later that night on the news if you watched it on the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would have had reports on it on the news at like 11 o'clock that night. But other than that, you wouldn't have known. So all these people were left and probably wouldn't even known unless they made the announcement. They probably weren't going to do that. So now you're just going to cancel the show. People are going to be like, for what? Right? So if you're not going to tell people what happened and you're not going to send them home and not tell them what happened, you're going to cause problems, then you might as well just.
And when you send them home, like they're going to automatically, I feel like that's going to be your first thoughts. Well, he must have died.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? They just canceled the show and kicked us all out. He must have died. Right. Like that would be my first thought. You know what I mean?
Of course. Right. But yeah, and then you get the people who, and then you're going to have a bunch of people sticking their nose into it that have nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people start sticking their nose in, wanting to know more information. You know, oh, what happened? Oh, what do you need? Do you need help? What do you, you know, everyone in the world starts sticking their nose in about things that have nothing to do with them. And I think it would have caused more issues had you stopped the show right in the middle.
Yep, you're right. I agree with you. I agree.
Just continue on. It was tough. I get it. It was a horrible situation. It was an accident, obviously. It was obviously an accident. It was shouldn't have been. It was a stunt that went wrong, which, you know, stunts go wrong. It happened. It happens in entertainment.
I still don't feel bad for Martha either. People are like, oh, when you watch it, you're going to feel so bad for Martha. I can't believe Vince sued her back. What do you mean? I got to feel bad for her. Like, I don't like her idea of, no, I don't want him ever in the hall. And I don't want that company to ever be able. And her, like, to me, here's the worst part about it. Not only is she wrong with her belief of the whole thing, but I feel like she brainwashed her children.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, he was a great wrestler, and like, but to not celebrate him being in the Hall of Fame, not celebrating his career based on an accident. I mean, it was an accident.
Because you're mad. Because you're mad at the company.
Because you're mad at the company.
Yeah.
They put. I mean, Eddie Guerrero's in the Hall of Fame, and he killed himself. You know what I mean? It was drugs. I mean, what's worse, the guy who died in the accident, or the guy who died of a drug overdose? Yeah, we celebrate the guy with a drug overdose, but
How many people died because of drug overdoses and that from, you know what I mean, that are in the hall?
Right, exactly.
And all of them, you could say, well, it was the fault of the WWE because it was, you know, their doctors that were prescribing them all these painkillers and stuff that they were getting addicted to. So,
So there's, I mean, Owen Hart dies from an accident. I mean, do they know? I mean, even though the company that they used to do the stunt, even though they may have been not a great company or cheap company, you still would assume that they know what they're doing. And that, you know, they can pull a stunt like that off. Obviously, you know, so you don't know that it's going to happen. It's an accident.
Yeah, true. Exactly. But so here's the other side of it. I think she has that foundation and everything that she started. If you really want to keep his memory alive, you strike a deal with the WWE. Okay, you can put him in the Hall, but 50% of anything you make off of him being in the Hall has to go to the foundation or something.
Sure. Like that. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, exactly.
And now you're not taking away from his in-ring legacy and everything that he did in the business, but you're also not just giving in and saying, all right, fine, whatever. You're saying, all right, if you're going to do that and you're going to make money off of him, his foundation.
What she has done is she's changed the narrative to be now she makes everyone focus on the accident. And not on his like legacy, his
exactly.
Everyone's focused on Owen Hart because of the wrong reason. All because he died in the ring. Well, yeah, but the guy was a good wrestler. He deserved to be in the Hall of Fame, and he died of an accident. It's no different than it would be like the family. Kind of same because it's going to come out tomorrow. It'd be like the family of Bruce Lee saying, you know, let's not put him in like the Martial Arts Hall of Fame. Because he died of an accident during a shoot, you know, during a movie, It was an accident. But we should, you know what I mean? I mean, it's a horrible thing. It's an accident. But, you know, are we going to blame maybe they used the wrong prop. Maybe it was whoever.
She's just very selfish about it. And she's just looking at it one way. Like, I don't, like she says at one point, she didn't want the $18 million settlement. She wanted it to go to trial because she wanted justice. What justice? Like they weren't going to. It wasn't a criminal trial,
right?
They weren't going to go to jail.
If anything, it would have been a civil suit in the end, anyways.
That's all it was. That's all that you could. Like you were suing him. So right. You were trial for justice for what? What justice are you going to get going to trial? Yeah. You get $18 million to help you take care of your family. Like to say that. No, I didn't really want that because I wanted to go to trial to get justice. What justice? There's no justice
for,
that you're going to get by taking that to trial at all. It's not going to change anything. It's not going to bring Owen Hart back. So it's you being bitter and selfish, and that's your only reasoning for wanting that and saying I didn't want that settlement, but you took it. But you still took it. So don't act like, because you could have said, no, I don't want your settlement. But you took it. So don't tell me that you didn't want it and you wanted justice, which what the hell is justice? What does that even mean in that? What are you talking about?
Right. I mean, she's acting like, I mean, was it done on purpose? You're acting like the company that did for the stunt company, like did it on purpose. Like someone pushed him off the edge and he fell to the ring. It's like, no, man. They set up a stunt and it went wrong.
Yeah. That's all. It was a mistake.
A mistake. Yeah. Mistakes were made. Yes. Are they negligent? Sure.
And she has a lot of her own beliefs that aren't, there's no proof of it.
Right.
Like they did a run through of the stunt before the show.
Right. Exactly.
Godfather said it. He said he watched it happen. She acknowledged that they did a run through of it, and she goes, "But I'm pretty sure that they didn't use that clip. They used a carabiner lock instead on the first try.
Maybe they did. Maybe
why
they
would they do that though? Right. That's what they were using. So you're gonna tell me that they set up everything and rigged everything up with a carabiner clip, and then decided to change the carabiner clip to the other clip last second after all of that?
Right. And not only that, like in the documentary, they also mentioned that they gave Owen the opportunity to run the rehearsal, and he chose not to.
No, he said he chose not to, and they said, it's a different – he's I got this. And then they said, no, it's a different rigging this time. And right, he said, yeah, okay, and he did it. So he knew it was a different rigging.
Right.
And he did try it the first time because they told him it was a different rigging. So for right. Martha to say that, I'm pretty sure that when he did it the first time, they used the carabiner lock. No, because they told him that it was a different rigging. So if they were going to use the carabiner lock during the first run, like the test run,
yeah,
they wouldn't have told him it's a different rigging because he would have went up there and been like, this is the carabiner lock. No, I don't need to do this.
Right, exactly.
But he did it. Hold on, I gotta put my hoodie on. I'm cold. Yeah, it's a little chilly up here in the mountains.
I mean, I agree. It was an unfortunate incident.
It was a very unfortunate incident. But it was, at the end of the day, it was a mistake. Nobody was planning on doing it. Like, listen, there's conspiracy theories for everything. Let me tell you something.
Of course.
Vince McMahon didn't kill Owen Hart because he was mad that Brett left. It wasn't revenge on the Hart family.
Right. Like,
anyone who thinks that is an idiot. You think Vince is this horrible person. I can't believe he sued. Of course he countersued. She was suing the company in Missouri and wanted punitive damages. And he was, what are you going to do as a business? What are you doing? You're like, okay, yeah, let's just stay here and do that. No, you're like, all right, let's try to get it into another state that's going to be more favorable to us and not try to get us for so much more.
Right.
It's how it works. You sued him. When you sue a company, you have to understand that they're going to try to do everything to protect their money. It's a company. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, it's a business that you're dealing with.
Right. Corporation.
Yeah. And they're going to do what they have to do. Like, that's how business runs. So to be upset and act like, oh, Vince is this horrible person. I can't believe he did that. It's like, first off, you've never had a company. You've never ran a business, so you don't understand. And that's why you think it's this horrible thing, because you don't understand how it all works. It's basically the gist of it.
Right. I agree. It's all agree. I mean, end of the day, I mean, it was a good documentary, though. I did actually enjoy it. I remember a lot of that. I remember a lot of that that time, that that incident. And I agree with you that they definitely did.
You froze there on me. You're just frozen. Well, I kind of lost Mike there. I don't know. He said
they definitely did leave some stuff out. It was a good documentary.
Yeah, it was good. You're back with me now. You're not frozen anymore.
There was a thunderstorm out here, so.
Oh yeah, it'll do that. Yeah. What else did I want to get into? So we got TakeOver. This is going to be our pit stop show. We're going to talk TakeOver in a little bit. Just want to talk about a few other things before then. First off, I'm going to say I told you so. I told everybody so. Drake Maverick. Work, 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 work. I said it from the beginning. No, it's not a work. He got released. I'm like, no.
He's not the only one, because they fire? Like 8 wrestlers, I think, or something like that. And of the 8 wrestlers, only the Revival actually left. Everyone else is still around.
No, that's not true.
Well, right, who they fired? Drake Maverick, he's still around. Drew Gulak, he's still around.
No. Drew Gulak didn't get fired. His contract ran out. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't come up to a deal. And then they ended up, he wasn't released. His contract ran out. Like, legit ran out. And then they ended up coming up with a new deal. That's why it didn't happen on Black Wednesday. But they released EC3. They released Gallows and Anderson. Who else did they release that they should?
Maria and Mike, but they let go of Kurt Angle.
Maria and Mike, Kurt Angle, but then they brought him back. Right. I think Angle was just furloughed. I don't think he was officially, like, some of those people were furloughed, like a lot of the back office people.
Right.
So they'll all come back as the need comes for them.
Right.
But the wrestlers, there are a bunch of them that were released. Like I said, EC3, Rowan, Harper, both released. Well, I mean, Harper might have been beforehand.
I mean, Harper was gone before that because he's been in AEW for a while now.
Yeah, Rowan was released.
Oh, yeah.
Heath Slater.
Yeah.
Maybe Rhino.
I think Rhino.
He might have been before too, though. I don't know. There's a whole list of it. You can find it online somewhere. But yeah, so that's one thing I wanted to say. Now I want to get I got some tea. I want to get. We're gonna talk some shit. So first off, this sit down if you're not sitting down listening to this or watching this right now, because I'm gonna say right now, I was wrong. It's very rare that I tell you that I'm wrong, but I was wrong. Last week we had our discussion about everything with Hannah, Kimura, and Sunny, and the statements that she made regarding how she copes with things. And I said, no, Sunny's not a bad person. Everyone's just attacking her. She, you know, she's just talking about coping. She's a good person, this and that. And then this week happened. So I don't know if you – I know that you hate Twitter, so you're not really on Twitter.
Right.
So I don't know if you even saw any of this stuff. I'm going to find it right now because I
read over some of it briefly. I don't remember much about it.
Oh, Mike, it's the most ridiculous shit ever. So she got into an argument with somebody and like on Twitter. And she says, you can call me a name, but what if I called you one? And dot, 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 dot. And people were just like, we just gonna drop an N-bomb right there? We just gonna call that girl a nigga? Like, was that what you were doing? Because that's kind of how that looks. So then some other girl came at her about it, and they started going back and forth on Twitter, and she says, Sunny says, so let me get this straight. I can be called every name in the book if I can't, and I can't give a rebuttal? Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Animals, fucking hypocrites. Maybe I was calling her a nice girl. And then this other girl says, you knew exactly what the fuck you were calling her. MFs like you are only brave on social media. Talk shit and block. And then she says, Sunny responds back, yeah, okay, whatevs. Hashtag white power. Ugh. And I'm like, I was just defending this chick a week ago. So,
white power.
Hashtag fuck Sunny. Like, I'm like, this chick is crazy. Like, what would make you think that it's okay to say, especially now? Now, out of all times to say some shit.
Yeah, no.
And I tried to give you the benefit of the doubt with talking shit about Hannah Kimura dying. No, Sunny's a piece of shit. And if you're listening to this podcast, don't listen to my podcast anymore. You're a piece of shit. She probably wouldn't listen to our podcast because she's like black people, apparently. Sure. Like, and there's been so many stories that have come out now of people since this talking about shit that she's done, like just racist shit that she said to people. Like, she's just a racist piece of trash.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, she was an entitled, like an entitled bitch that thought that she could just say and do whatever she wanted because she was, you know, she was the hottest thing going back in the day. And so, you know, it was Sunny. I mean, who didn't want to bang the shit out of fucking Sunny, right? And she knew it. She knew she was, like, a piece of ass, and everyone knew it. And she, you know, flaunted herself like that.
But she had, like, interaction with fans, I guess. Like, so, you know, when they were, like, once they started, like, really getting on her and calling her a whore and shit, and, like, someone was, like, people were saying shit to her. And I guess, like, she yelled at one fan, like, a black dude in the fan. You'd never have a chance with me, you nigger.
Right, yeah. I mean,
I'm like, what? This chick said that shit? Why do you think that's okay to say that? Like, what in God's name makes you think that that's okay?
It's the world we live in where people can feel that they can say and do whatever they want because everything's wrong anyway, so we should be able to do whatever the hell we want. And it kind of goes along with this whole thing, like, all this, you know, the Black Lives Matter stuff going on now, the same concept. It's, you know, everyone thinks that they can just do whatever they want because you did wrong, I can now do whatever the hell I want.
And yes,
the complete wrong way of doing things. So it's like, because You know, so it's because, like, so in this case, Sonny, you know, someone says something to Sonny, so because you did something wrong, I can now say whatever I want to you back, regardless of what it is. You know what I mean? So someone's calling her a whore, she can turn around and call you the N-word because, well, you called me a whore, so I can call you the N-word. Because they don't understand that, like, there's a difference between, like, being...
Somebody needs to punch her in the mouth.
Right, the difference between being racist, the mouth. Being racist and being just a straight-up asshole.
Like, this big swole.
Right. And so
big swole will knock her out.
And I look at it the same way with this whole, like, there's all this Black Lives Matter stuff. Like, you know, just because a situation happened that caused someone to die doesn't mean that it's you okay now to, have the to right loot. To do whatever the hell you want. Right.
Yeah, no, I get that. I think there's just a group of people that are right. that are you're being a part of this that are they're not there for the right reason. They're there right. because here's the thing. We all know that there's a criminal element.
Right.
There are people that do criminal shit. Well, mm-hmm. those type of people are going to do criminal things when an opportunity arises, and
of course
they're opportunists. Do you know what I mean? Right. Like, there are people right. that used COVID to make money by going out and buying everything. Like, if you try to buy a meat freezer, I tried to buy a meat freezer. Look in the stores. They're like $120 in the store, but all the stores are sold out because these third parties went in and bought them all. And you can find meat freezers, but you're going to pay $400-$500 for one
yeah.
through a third party yeah. company. So right. they're opportunists, and it just so happens that it's acceptable to do that, but the people that are criminals and are opportunists in that manner, it's not acceptable to do that. And I'm not right. by any means saying it should be okay for them to do that, but I'm just pointing out that it's exactly what it is. Is there are people that are opportunists that are looking for the opportunity to commit crimes and to do violent things, to steal shit, to break into places, to burn shit down. And those people are going to go to these type of events and do that. So it's not so much the people that are there trying to push a certain message. There's just a whole nother group of people that's there for a completely different reason. And right. There's nothing you can do to stop them from being there, because anytime right. there's something that they can get involved in violence, they're going to be there.
Right. And like I said before, like, and just because someone said something to you or something happened to you doesn't mean you're then allowed to do whatever you want back.
True.
So people calling Sonny a whore and a bitch doesn't mean you get to then turn around and call them the N-word or something like, because it doesn't give you like carte blanche to do what the hell you want.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get a hashtag going on Twitter. I know you don't.
You don't get to do whatever you want just because something bad happened.
Yeah, you don't. But listen, you guys want to get a hashtag going? Hashtag yeah. fuck Sonny. That's my hashtag.
That's fine.
I'm trying to get her to block me on Twitter. She might have blocked me already because I've been just harassing her.
It's times like it's situations like that and times like that where people's true nature or
true. Yeah, very true. It's a true story.
No pun intended. Their true colors come out.
Yep. Yep.
You know, your true colors come out. So really,
you know, you can't even. You know, all of Sunny's tweets are blocked unless she allows you to follow her.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if that's the way you want to be, then go fuck yourself.
She's a coward.
Yeah, that's where you want to be. Then go fuck yourself and have a good life, because you're gonna find out that people are gonna be turned off by you mm-hmm. eventually, because you're nothing but you're an asshole and you are nothing but a piece of shit that nobody's going to care about anymore. And so we're just going to kind of just brush you off to the side and move on.
I just realized as I'm sitting here looking at myself on the computer screen, mm-hmm. I have a hardcore sunglass tan. Look at my top of my forehead. And
really looking at that, but yes, you do.
Yeah. I just noticed as I'm sitting here, I'm like, wow, the top of my forehead is darker than, like, my eyes. Like, oh, that's my sunglasses yesterday out on the lake. But, yeah, I don't know. The whole situation is just dumb. People are – Sunny's stupid.
Yeah.
I want nothing to do with her. Yeah, that's basically it. I wanted to get that off my chest, though, and say, fuck Sunny. Yeah. She's a coward. She's a shitty person. She just wants attention. And that's it. And negative attention. I'll give you negative attention. I will call you out week after week. Right. I will tweet out to you about how much right. of a big big piece of shit you are, I will try to push the hashtag fuck Sonny. You want attention? I'll give you the worst negative attention ever. I'll make you hate yourself and delete Twitter. That's
and I, you know, and you know, that's, she's no different than other people that are just like her. She's no different than anyone else like that too.
Well, yeah, true. Very true. And there are other people that are just like that. That's just how they are. But
yeah, I mean, just bring up negative attention because you have no other, because no one else is going to, you're not relevant any other way.
That's basically what it is. She's not relevant, and she knows she's not relevant anymore.
So like, I need to do something to make myself relevant.
It's funny that her Twitter handle is WWE Hall of HOFer for Hall of Famer, Sonny. I'm like, bitch, you sold your ring. You didn't even have your Hall of Fame ring. You sold it for drugs. Get out of here. Go, you're a loser.
Yeah.
You're a druggie. You were in jail for drugs and prostitution. Like,
and you're only in the Hall of Fame because you were hot and Vince liked you.
Yeah, Vince just likes hot blondes.
Yeah,
so.
You're a hot blonde. You were a hot blonde back then. That's why you're in the Hall of Fame.
And yeah, then she's not a hot blonde anymore. She's just a drug.
Just blonde.
Blonde.
She's a blonde.
Yeah.
Like fake blonde and not hot.
That's horrible. But I'm trying to think if I have any other news to talk about before we dive into TakeOver. Impact has announced that there's going to be, at Slammiversary, there's going to be a return of a bunch of talent. They kind of hinted that Drake Maverick was going to be a part of that group. Obviously, it's not. Nope. But on the little commercial they had, Gallows and Anderson are there. EC3 is on it. They actually threw up a Bulgarian flag on there. So they're hinting towards Rusev being there. But they can't show him because he was never there before, so it wouldn't be returning.
Yeah, I guess that's true. they'd be like, who's that guy? He wasn't here before.
Basically.
Rusev.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see if any of those guys show up. That's coming up. Oh, also they announced Fyter Fest. People were talking about Fyter Fest. We were talking about that. When is Fyter Fest going to be? It's going to be held over 3 weeks on Dynamite. Or 2 weeks on Dynamite. So it's not going to be like a pay-per-view. It's just going to be the regular Dynamite show, and they're going to call it Fyter Fest.
Yeah.
Kind of gay. I think it's kind of stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of – yeah. It's one of those things. I find Fyter Fest to be one of those like.
It's like Clash of the Champions.
Yeah, it's one of those pay-per-views that you just kind of throw in, rather than it's not part of your big. It's like Clash of the Champions. Probably the best perfect example. It's one of those situations where you just have it, like Saturday Night's Main Event. Same concept. Like just a random show you just throw in whenever. I was like, oh, we'll do a Fyter Fest this week. I'm like, oh, all right.
Well, you got to remember what Fyter Fest was last time. It was at that video game convention.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's just weird because it's not part of their – it feels like it's just not part of their main pay-per-view lineup.
It shouldn't be.
And right, but they kind of – like they try to make it part of it. But,
yeah. You know,
they like want it to be part of it but don't want it to be part of it. It's like you're doing fine with the all-ins and the all-outs and the double nothings. Like those are fine. Although the casino kind of the casino theme
yeah.
is gonna probably run its course eventually.
Yeah, there's only so much you can be able to do with that casino theme, and they're gonna have to.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's all in and double or nothing. It's kind of like based on that.
Right, but I'm saying, you know what I mean? Though it's like it's not like for example, like they're all.
I love it when they come to. Hopefully, they come to Foxwoods sometime for it.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, have it at a freaking casino, and then, you know. But yeah, it's gonna kind of run its course eventually when you have these like casino themed like events every year. It's like, all right, well, do you have something that's not casino themed?
Yeah.
Like, what is like? Think about it. Like right now, what is AEW's biggest pay per view? Double or Nothing.
Probably, or All In, one of those two.
You know, like which one is their like main? Which one is their like WrestleMania? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if they've ever like. Decided which one is their Mania.
Right. And so I think they're missing that. They need
or their Starrcade.
Right. WrestleMania has always been the it's the final one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's where the storylines end and new ones begin, right?
Yep.
To like the end of the calendar, the wrestling calendar ends at WrestleMania, right? Every year. So, like, where does AEW's wrestling calendar end? And when does it begin again?
When does it begin again? Yeah.
When is their moment where it said, okay, this season's over, right? We'll look at it that way. Like, WrestleMania, you could say that, you know, you could say based on the WrestleMania season, like, series, that, like, WrestleMania, what are we at? What are we at? Like, what number are we at?
36.
36, right? So we've had 36 seasons of WWE, right, since WrestleMania?
Sure.
Think about it, right? You can look at it that way. We've had 36 seasons of WrestleMania, of wrestling.
Yep.
When does AEW's seasons begin and end? Even though they're not technically seasons, but you get the idea. When does your calendar year of wrestling end and then the new calendar year begin? We have guys end their, you know, they build up to this final battle at WrestleMania. And then usually move on to somebody different.
Yep.
And then, yep. You know, where is the one for AEW? Right now, I don't think they really have it.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
It could be or All In. All In should be. It makes the most sense All In would be. I mean, you're All In. It's my last shot. I'm All In.
Yeah.
This is my last shot to win the belt. It's my last shot to get over on this guy I've had a program with before I move on to somebody else. So, in theory, like All In should be it, but. All In's like, anyway, it's not even at the same time, is it? And All In, like, I don't think they're not at the same time either.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Right.
But they're a young company. They'll get to that and figure it out when everything's going to be.
Yeah, but they haven't really, like, they got to, like, there's some things they need to, like, solidify.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because now I want to rip on Tony Khan. Tony Khan, like, this guy is just looking for attention right now. So I don't know if you saw the whole thing with Linda Hogan.
I did see some of it.
She tweeted out, watching the looting, it's all Afro-Americans. Not sure how robbing and stealing set the record straight, but if they want to be heard, they need to be civilized. Basically what you and I both just said.
Right.
And Tony Khan says, you've now joined your husband in being banned from AEW events.
Oh, no. How could you?
Hulk Hogan responded back, what's AEW?
Good job, Hogan.
Listen, first off, she didn't say anything bad. She didn't say anything racist.
No, she said the same thing we all said, which is that.
And then here's the thing. You have people that are saying, well, no, if you pay attention, not all the looters are black. You know, 30% of them are white. And to them, I say, depends on what you're watching. You have to understand that the different news stations are going to show you different things.
Exactly.
And I get it's your responsibility to watch multiple news sources so you know it's real.
Right.
My argument to that is, listen, CNN isn't telling you about the positive things that Trump's done for the black community. So don't tell me that because I watch Fox News and Fox News is only showing black rioters, black looters, that I should be watching CNN to see that, because you're not watching Fox News to hear about the things that Trump does for black people and you're calling him a racist. So miss me with that bullshit. Right. The fact is what she has seen has only been black looters. And she's responding to what she's seen.
Right. And I'm not even like specifying that they're black looters or anything. Like I said earlier, it's this mentality that because something wrong happened, it now gives you the right to do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
That's not how it works. Regardless whether you are black or white or whatever, it doesn't matter. Just because something bad happened over here doesn't mean you then now have the right to go do whatever the hell you want over here.
Over here.
That's not how it works at all. Just because, and it goes to like the whole thing about like the cops and things like that. Just because this cop right here did something wrong doesn't mean that cop over there deserves to be treated like shit, because that guy over there, I mean, they're not the same. And it doesn't give you the right to then turn around and be like, well, I can do what I want. All you cops are the same. It's like, no, you cannot do what the hell you want.
It's doing the same thing. Like what you're doing by doing that is the same thing that you're trying to fight. You're saying that that not all black people are criminals, so don't treat all black people like they're criminals. And then you're like, well, fuck all cops.
Right. They don't treat all cops like they're terrible or that they're not doing what they're doing.
Yeah, it's a messed up situation. We could talk about that forever. I want to throw something in there since we're talking about this topic. How about the NFL? Did you see what the NFL tweeted out this week?
Yeah, with Goodell saying he was wrong. My response to him is very simple. Then when does Colin Kaepernick get a job in the NFL? When does he get a job back then? Because if you're coming out in this bullshit now, 5, 6, 7 years later, after he told you all what was going on and did this shit, and you gave him nothing but shit, kicked him out of your league, blackballed him, won't let him come back in the NFL.
Think about it. They started banning people. You can't take a knee. If you take a knee, you're fined for it.
Yeah, I know you say Kaepernick because he was like the cattle. He started the whole thing. But, then there's no reason why Colin Kaepernick should be in some way, shape, or form working for the NFL. Whether it be – he doesn't have to be playing, but he should be working for the NFL in some capacity. If you're going to turn around, Goodell, and pull that bullshit and sit there and say that you were wrong.
They should create a job in the NFL to work with discrimination and or racial education or something. And Kaepernick should get that position. Kaepernick, and he should get paid a lot of money.
Kaepernick should be the head of the players' union, racial, whatever section. You know what I mean?
Yep. I agree with you.
He should be part of the players' union in some ways. He should be a consultant. He should be an NFL consultant for racial matters, for race matters in the NFL. Something along those lines. Until Colin Kaepernick gets a job back in the NFL, Roger Goodell can go fuck himself, because you sat here, and not only Roger, I'm talking about anybody who gave Kaepernick a bunch of shit for taking a knee, which I never had a problem with.
Yeah.
Never once had a problem with him taking it.
Well, it's funny because all the people that were against Colin Kaepernick are now like, we support peaceful protests. But you didn't then.
Right. Where were you then?
Get out of here. Yeah.
So until Kaepernick's got a job in the NFL, Goodell can go fuck himself, because you're not going to turn around and 5 years later, I'll be like, oh, sorry, I wasn't really paying attention then. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, fuck you. You weren't paying attention then. I was like, I told you what I was doing. I showed you what I was doing. And you turned around and allowed me to get sent out of the league, not have a job, not be allowed to get a job. Because he can't even, how many people did he, has he even gotten a try? He doesn't even get tryouts. No one calls
there's the other side of that, of when he wanted to do tryout, when they were offering him tryouts, he wanted all this, this special treatment for it. And that was kind of stupid, too. But
that was stupid.
I guarantee you he's going to get tryouts this year.
Yeah, he should. He absolutely should get tryouts this year.
He's got I would not be surprised if every single team didn't offer him to come try out for them. Teams that have a quarterback already. They're like, we're already good for quarterbacks, but you want to come play for us?
The team that should grab him and give him a tryout and really pick him up are the Patriots.
That'd be interesting.
The Patriots should be the number one team that grabs him. Who better to grab him? Than the Patriots.
Yeah, right. Kind of fitting. Yeah.
Where everyone thinks is the worst fucking team in the league. And yet, we're the worst team. Well, we just brought back this African-American player that you all decided you didn't want any part of. We'll take him in because we have respect for the guy.
Yeah.
And we believe in him. While all you guys didn't. The only reason why we didn't grab him before is because, one, we had Tom Brady. Why would we? And two... And two, you weren't going to allow us to do it anyways. Because I have no doubt that Goodell sat there and said, no one's allowed to freaking try out.
Oh, yeah. They were saying that they weren't doing that, but there's all kind of shit with that.
That's not cool.
See, look at that. You tune into Smart, so we don't just talk wrestling. Sometimes you get into football.
But it's true, though. Dude, you told everyone not to hire him, and then he had his little freaking – he had his thing. Yeah, Kaepernick was wrong. He was dumb for doing that. I agree with you on that part. But I think a lot of that was part of that was his kind of backlash to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because they made him jumping through hoops just to get a job. And he's like, no, I'm not going to jump through hoops to get a job. You guys can come see me if you really want me that bad. If you don't want me.
Yeah, I get the whole thing.
So, he was a little wrong in that spot. And I know I agree with what he did then, but all this crap about Goodell, saying we're sorry, we're wrong, blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing with Drew Brees, then turning around and saying, I don't respect anybody. It takes me for
you. You think Bobby Lashley's going to beat Drew McIntyre now?
I hope not. Not because I don't. I mean,
it's. It would just fit with the shit that's going on. Vince, like, give the title to the black guy. It's good shit, pal.
But I don't know. Vince, like, he doesn't. He always marches with a beat of a different drum. And, like, he. I don't know. Drew's, like, doing well. Like, I don't know why you'd want to break that just because of something that right now is a hot topic, but in a month may not be anymore.
Well, because Dana Warrior.
Right, so.
Dana Warrior. That would be the reason. If that happens, it's because of Dana Warrior.
I don't think he should. I mean, I could see Vince doing it, but I don't think he should.
By the way, did you see Jinder Hall's picture of him? He just had to go back under the knife and have another surgery on his leg.
No, I did not.
I'm going to send it to you later. And here's what I'm going to tell you. Jinder Mahal skips leg day.
Oh, definitely. You can definitely tell. Yeah, he's got freaking chicken legs.
Like, I think I have bigger legs than Jinder Mahal.
He's got pencil legs.
It's like, holy shit, guy. Yeah. Just get on the treadmill or something. Or something. I don't even know. Like, do something, man. You got to do some calf raises or something. Come on. It's crazy.
I always found that funny when guys are like, you know, working out and getting all buff and all swole up top, and then they have freaking tiny legs. Like, dude, your chicken legs aren't going to do anything. Yeah, you're big and strong, dude. One shot to your knee and you're on the ground. Because mm-hmm. your legs are fucking pencils. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so, he's got pencil legs.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But, all right, let's take a quick break. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. If you weren't watching this on the playlist, I put all the shows on a playlist, so you can go back and click the playlist, and you'll see the next part of this show will be right after it. If not, you can just go right back, and it might pop up right at the end of this, because it always puts the most appropriate video up next at the end of our video. So make sure you click the like button, make sure you subscribe, and if you're listening to this on our regular podcast networks, you don't have to do anything. We're just going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Smart Spot Monkeys and Super Kicks.